This best way is just to drop in.
And sort of kneel down almost and then lower yourself in.
Yeah, and then literally just slide your feet.
If you've never been in one before, there's a real knack to getting into a World War II air raid shelter, especially after it's been buried in layers of thick mud for decades.
Right, so after getting in, it's very difficult because the ceiling is very low at the moment because there's a huge pile of mud up against the side, but wow, yeah, you can see the floor in front of me. It's probably about 6 or 7 feet high. It goes on for another 15 feet. You can see along the side where the brackets are, where they would have had seats or benches as well. They've completely disappeared. But I would say you could probably get quite comfortably around 20 to 30 people in here at a push. And it's amazing to think that this has been here since the Second World War, and that the bosses at ICI had this here as a plan B, just in case anything happened. This is absolutely fascinating.
Helen Meller from Teesside High told me how they discovered the bunker.
We were aware that there was a shelter in the ground somewhere, but we weren't quite sure where, because it's completely invisible from above the ground. And we actually, a tree fell in the storms a couple of years ago, and where the tree fell, we actually discovered one of the entrances to the tunnel, to the air raid shelter. It's structurally, we've had it checked out, and it's absolutely sound structurally. So we need to reinstate the staircase properly. We're going to put some seating in here and some old wartime artefacts, a sound system and some proper lighting, not the big spotlight we've got shining on us at the moment. And we'll make it into a proper living history project. We'll have our own pupils will be able to come in here for history lessons. We'll have other schools visiting for lessons as well. And we'll have things like sound effects of air raids and that kind of thing in here.
None of the pupils here have actually been in themselves either, so we're going to have a few come down and have a look around.
Oh my God! Whoa, it's so cool!
Oh my gosh!
Phoebe, look at it!
Oh my gosh!
My tights are so muddy.
My name's Esme and I'm in year 9.
What do you think of it, Esme?
It's really good. It's a really good, like, historical thing to find.
What's it like knowing that this was underneath your playing field?
It's quite amazing, really. Like, no one ever realised it was here, so it's a really good discovery.
And do you think it would be really good for your history lessons, being able to come down here and learn more about, you know, the Second World War?
Yeah, it would be great to come down and we could, like, have trips in here and we could stay in here if we get it all cleaned out. So it would be really good to help with learning.
It's amazingly big. Do you know that the school had this before? It's, like, amazing, because we found the little hole thing and we're like, what is down here? And now we're doing World War, so this could actually might bring our history lessons alive.
Back on the surface, Head of History Susan Casey told me they're keen to hear from people who may have any more information about the history of the bunker.
Those people who have been taught by me know that I try to keep things interactive in the classroom, and we do lots of role plays, but to have something where we can act out what it was like to be living during the Second World War would just be fantastic. Yes, we're really keen for anybody who knows anything about the local area or what it was used for, who used it, how many people it could fit in there, anything at all, or any artefacts, any ration books or diaries or anything like that would be really useful to us.